would like for you now to take a deep cleansing breath in. And imagining that breath going all the way down to the pelvic floor, all the way down to the base of the torso. And imagining that breath sweeping or washing the base of the body, right there where the root chakra and that tube of energy. And just imagining as you exhale, that breath carrying away all the cares of the day, all the energy you do not want. And as you draw in the next deep breath, and let this be a comfortably deep breath, one of those deep, relaxing breaths that you take as you are growing calmer, cooler, as you are preparing yourself for a pleasant journey through the stars and out into the universe. And imagining that your energy is becoming so large, so open, that you are able to blend and merge your energies with the energies of the higher realms. And you first imagine expanding into yourself as soul, reclaiming all the parts of yourself that are part of you, your soul self. And calling to you all of those energies that you've left scattered out along the path of your day-to-day life. Bring all of that energy back into yourself, healed and transformed, so that you are better able to utilize that energy as it lifts you higher up into the soul plane, onto the rainbow bridge you find yourself standing. And as you look around, you recognize this place on the bridge, and you settle down into a seated position very comfortably, waving. You are waiting ever so patiently. There is nowhere you have to be. There is nothing you must do. All is well. All is calm, peaceful, and harmonious here on the Rainbow Bridge as you are waiting for yourself as soul to join you here on this bridge of light, carrying all the qualities of all of the divine wills within its beingness. And as you are seated on this energy, it becomes a part of you, especially right there at the root chakra, blending and merging with this energy. And as this energy blends and merges with your root chakra, you can feel the Kundalini energy gathering at the base of the spine. This fiery energy of transformation coiled at the base of the spine, waiting. Coiled and waiting, ready. And as you sound that note that is the note of your soul, it is a call that is unique to you. And you sound that note, calling soul to you. And soul responds. This beautiful being of light, this solar angel that is you, yourself as soul, your greater beingness, into whom you will emerge, healed and transformed. And soul's energy reaches out to you, enveloping you in waves of unconditional love and acceptance for who you are right now. No waiting. This love and this acceptance are yours. And as you open to receive them, as soon as these energies touch your fields, the fire of the Kundalini begins to rise, rising up all along the spine. This energy of aliveness, of awareness, of a desire for all things spiritual. It creates that hunger in you for knowing, that hunger to know, and the hunger to be. To be that who knows, the one who knows, and the one who desires spirit in everything you think, say, and do. And this energy, this Kundalini energy rising up, and as it meets the energy of the heart, that flame grows and multiplies into a triplicity of beauty and harmony and grace. And as those energies move up into your throat, infusing your words with the qualities of love and the fire to speak truth. And rising up, that Kundalini energy up the neck and into the head and into the brain and all around the brain until the brain is on fire with the energy of spirit, driving out all that is not soul, that your thoughts will reflect divinity, and that you will draw to you those forms and circumstances of the utmost good for all concerned. And letting that fire the mind, you begin to see that it has now a color. It is the violet flames all through the brain, all through now and out into your mental fields. And these violet flames are making all new as they burn away all that is not soul, all that is not spirit, all that is not love. For your soul is a being of love. That solar angel, an angel of love. And you embrace this truth that your greater self is a being of love, an angel of love, whose purpose is love, to serve in love, to radiate love to every kingdom in nature. To the five kingdoms of nature, to the kingdom of the minerals who create and hold the vibration of this earth with love, do they serve, and with the consciousness of service as their highest purpose. And the kingdom of the plants, with all the forms, all the perfection and beauty, all of the plants, both in the water and on the land, and their contribution, the beauty and the love of the vibration that that mineral kingdom is holding of love, and the plants strengthen that love, for they bring with them nurturing love. And to the animal kingdom, to all the forms on land, in the water, in the air, all of them a harmony working together from the smallest mite to the mighty whale. All they seek, all they show, all they are is love. incarnate love, creative love, and then the human kingdom, and looking to all the new souls and new beings constantly arriving. In this human kingdom, meant to be the shepherds for the lower three, into the soul kingdom, who are holding the human kingdom and all the other kingdoms in their awareness, and all of them working together in harmony, bringing light to the love that is here. For God is love, and all of God's creation is a manifestation of love. And the process of evolution is a process of love, as the transformation from one form to another proceeds, growing ever more evolved, ever more enlightened, ever with an ever greater ability to hold and radiate love and consciousness. And both of these can be seen, can be felt, and experienced through light and sound and color. And for a moment, opening your awareness to a beautiful violet light. And as you open your awareness to that violet light, it creates greater and greater expansions, and more room in your mental fields for the things and the thoughts and the desire for creating things of spirit. And it's growing within you. And as you open up, you recognize the greater the spirit, the greater the abundance of all things. As you spiritualize all things, more things come to you seeking spirit. And you are a beacon of spirit. And now, thanking your soul for its love and its fire, for the spark that ignites the flame, that creates the transformation, bringing you closer to fully expressing who you were meant to be. And as you receive these flames all through your mental fields, know that in the coming weeks and months, your purpose here will become clearer and clearer to you, drawing you like the moth to the flame. For in essence, that is the essence of the will to express. That will to express divinity. That will to create divinely. The will to bring about the very highest energy you can possibly contact and bring them here to Earth to be integrated. And for that energy to expand outward in all directions. And as you bow deeply to the energy of your soul, yourself as soul, bows back to you. And for a moment, you are completely unified. You are your soul. And as your soul, you look now out over your life with new eyes, see your life as your soul does, with love and appreciation, for gratitude for who you are, for all the creations you've made in the past that now surround you, proof, as they prove that you are the author of your life. And now, with the power of the will to express divinity, everything in your life is reaching up into a higher, finer vibration, and you allow it. You give permission for old forms to leave and serve another, and for new forms that better serve who you are now and who you are becoming. You are allowing those now to come to you. And in your mind and aloud, say the words, I now allow my highest good. I now allow my highest good. I now allow my highest good. Let it come to me. I am open, and I am ready. And imagining opening up your energetic fields to allow this new energy in, letting it come into your forms and fields. Don't see it as things, see it as strands of energy. See it as ribbons of energy, beautiful ribbons of energy entering your fields. Higher, finer energies, clearer, more perfect, more beautiful. And these ribbons of energy are bringing with them forms that last and that serve. And letting those energies in. And again, recognizing yourself as soul, begin to see where your energies and soul's energies are in harmony, forming beautiful waves of energy in perfect rhythm and order, drawing to you only the highest, finest energies you can hold. Now, standing up, bowing deeply to yourself as soul, thanking the energies of the bridge of light, thanking the energies of the will to express, and all the divine will energies contained within it, the will to initiate, the will to unify, the will to evolve, the will to harmonize, the will to act, the will to cause, and the will to express, bringing all those qualities together and allowing them, helping them manifest outwardly in concrete forms and structures, in circumstances and relationships. And remembering, you have called all of these beautiful, perfect forms, circumstances, and relationships to you. Highest and best for all concerned. Thanking the wills and with that we bid you namaste, coming slowly back into the room when you are ready.